producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. This is Scott Hennen, coming to you live and direct from beautiful Stanley, North Dakota today. And, you know, it's a little chilly for July, I have to admit. I've talked to some folks who night before last actually saw some frost creep in. Now, it just shouldn't happen in July, but I have to tell you, there's something about a cool, you know, sunny North Dakota morning. And, you know, mid-70s, you know, kind of summer afternoon. I'll take this all day long. I'm not going to complain one bit, even if there is a little bit of a nip in the air in the overnight, because it's absolutely beautiful. Welcome you to the program today. We have a busy one on the program today. Senator John Hoeven will be here. He has a plan for how to handle it. First of all, we're going to talk about this story about the border crisis, and a plan that Senator Hoeven has on this. Been in the middle of that debate, sometimes to the chagrin of many of our listeners. He's also calling on the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, to send some more agents into North Dakota. Big story in the news about crime stats in 2013. And generally, my headline on the crime report is this: there's more of everything in North Dakota, so a lot of that, the vast majority of that, is good. Some of it is a challenge, what others, namely critics, would call bad. But I think perspective is extraordinarily important when you're talking about things like crime stats. Because when we say crime is up, up over what? In other words, I don't like the idea that violent crime statewide is up 7%. But our population is up, our sales tax collections are up, our, you know, stores are up. There's more of everything, right? And so, you know, our violent crime rate going up 7% still makes downtown Minneapolis look like, I mean, it's just apples and oranges. So anyway, we're going to spend a little time talking about that. Wayne Stengel, by the way, the Attorney General, will join us tomorrow. But the crime stats that I think everyone is concerned about is the level of drug activity. How much sheer meth, for instance, they're finding traveling through here. And then, of course, with that comes some of that violent crime. So really, there is a drug issue. I happen to believe the reason there's more of a drug issue is because we're one of, you know, a handful of states. We're basically, for the better part of the last 5 years, we're the only state in the union that's worked. Right? And Texas probably would be the next closest. So, you know, look, that's not a closely held secret. So folks that do, that line of work, they're going to go where the business is. And this is a business. That's what it is. So I think more DE agents, as Senator Hoeven's suggesting, good idea. And I think, obviously, Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, saying we need more officers from the BIA, good idea. Makes sense. And isn't that what government's for? That's the good stuff government does. And so anyway, we'll spend a little time on that today. A lot of pushback growing regarding the homeless apartments being proposed for Moorhead. Churches United, which is a unique organization, they really do some good work. The homeless problem is best dealt with churches. Really, a government can't do that. Government can't run a one-car parade, you know, unfortunately, the vast majority of time. And there's so many nuances to the homeless situation. You know, sadly, tragically, because of mental health issues, many people are homeless because they choose that lifestyle. Others, it's mental health issues. You know, it's just It's a really tough deal. I think churches are that's the front line. And so I love what Churches United is doing, and I'm glad that they're going ahead with this project regardless. I also understand the other side of the argument. And I know there's a controversy that Keith Turner, the Fargo police chief, is upset that two officers used their positions to oppose the proposed apartment complex. And to the extent they're saying, hey, I'm a police officer in Fargo, but I assume they're both residents of Moorhead. I got to find out more about this story as we cover it in the coming days. But they're using their perspective as law enforcement officers, in this case, Fargo Police Department. I don't think Chief Turnus can prevent somebody to speak out as a resident, but when they use their position as law enforcement, and that's what he's saying, they're using their positions to oppose the complex for the homeless in Moorhead, I kind of see his point. It depends on whether there is John Q. Citizen, and even that's a little dicey. You know, I can't go, if I'm in Stanley, North Dakota, and a resident of Stanley, North Dakota, I can't go to the, Stanley City Council and say, I'm just here as Scott Hennen, a guy that owns a place in Frontier Village, which I wish I did. It's a nice little affordable housing community nestled right near schools and lots of neat amenities in Stanley, North Dakota, right? So if I was before the Stanley City Council saying, I'm just Scott Hennen, resident of Frontier Village here in Stanley, not Scott Hennen, the talk show host, how do you do that? How do you separate what it is you do from, a position? It's a dicey deal. So that's a tough one. And so overall, the homeless situation, as I say, I empathize a little bit with folks in that regard as well. We'll actually talk with Ellen Ratner a little bit about this today in the program. She has a mental health background. And I want to ask her about this because I always love throwing local issues by her rather than hearing about her defense of Barack Obama. But the Golden Girls will be coming up here in a little bit. And because I do believe there is an element of build it and they'll come. In other words, government's answer is always to enable it. Churches, more often than not, that's what I love about the Salvation Army. They don't enable. Look, if you're down in your luck, they're going to give you a hotel room. They're going to give you a meal. They're going to give you a couple of bucks for a tank of gas. But if you're back a month later asking for the same thing and a month later for the same thing, you know what they're going to say? Let's talk about some treatment here. Are there alcohol or drug abuse issues here? I mean, they don't enable. And the churches that have figured this out, they don't either. They understand people are going to fall on hard times. But government, I think, ends up enabling it. And then it becomes build it and they'll come. So this is a good debate, a debate we ought to have, quite honestly. And I look forward to it. So anyway, what else we got? Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. It's Wednesday, so the Talk Radio Town Hall. Very rare opportunity where a member of Congress takes an hour a week and takes your calls on anything. And I can't encourage you enough to take advantage of it. Whatever it is you're concerned about, here is your one United States House representative that says, ask me anything. Just take advantage of that. Whether it's constituent service and something about, I can't even begin to tell you how many wonderful opportunities we've had to interact with. And I'm going to ask Kevin a little bit about that today, how he's been helped by the show and how people can ultimately do that. But on veterans care, my favorite recent story was somebody that said, because of where I live, the proximity of where I live, I don't get an overnight stay, for instance, if I'm in Fargo. So somebody in one part of North Dakota, the VA doesn't cover it, yet they don't have a clinic here. So now they're talking about building clinics here. Well, maybe if they paid for the stays, it'd be a lot less than the clinics in every port. Just things like that happen from interacting with your member of Congress. So he'll be here today on the program as well. Garrett Groves will be here. We'll talk ag. As we always do, Pinnacle Agronomy Division in Tioga. Look forward to that. And next hour, I want to spend a little time on this, and this is where I'm going to call on our listeners on AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead and our listeners on KTGO in Tioga. I think the vast majority of folks who read the newspaper, watch the evening news in the eastern end of the state, think if you come out to Stanley and Tioga and Watford City and where we were at yesterday, Kenmare, anywhere in the Bakken, you're taking your life into your own hands. We had a lady call the program yesterday, said she was praying for me, worried about me, because she hears me in so many different places on, traveling the Bakken, and she just thinks that's so dangerous. And you know what? That is a, and she was from Fargo, that's a view that's not unusual. It is so out of touch with reality, I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, I am here on the most peaceful morning in Stanley, North Dakota. Is there a lot of activity? Absolutely there is. This is one of the 10 biggest oil plays in the world. Of course there is. But you know what? There's still a lot of peace and quiet. There's still a lot of tranquility. And you know what? Road conditions are getting better. Housing conditions are getting better. So don't believe everything you hear. And for folks in the patch, I want to know what you think is getting better and what you still think needs some attention. I was really struck by the traffic coming down from Kenmare to Stanley last night. You know, there were times you go 5-10 miles, not see a vehicle. Well, that's not the picture you get from the vast majority of the media. So we're going to spend some time on that today, too, on the program. 855-200-1776 is the number for all of it right here. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. The premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is What's on Your Mind, and I should probably come clean because you're going to hear some birds in the background. This is, I can count on one hand the amount of shows I've done where I'm actually outdoors doing the show. I remember one in Arizona one time down visiting my buddy Tom Clifford, the former president of the University of North Dakota. And obviously, street fair over the years, there are a few things you'll end up, but it's always a need. And today is Stanley, North Dakota, our location. And by the way, brought to you today by our friends at Frontier Village. I say Frontier. Let me ask the ladies, am I saying that with like a, sort of a French accent when I say that? I've been getting some grief from some listeners about how I say, they say it's Frontier, not Frontier. So does when I say Frontier, does that sound weird to you, Ellen Radner or Blanquita Cullum? The Golden Girls are here, folks.
What do I know?
It sound okay?
Sounds fine. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I've got a complex about it now because I've been getting some grief about it. Blanquita, how do you, when I say Frontier Village, does that sound like I'm going a little Francois?
King of the Wild Frontier or Frontier? I'd say the King of the Wild Frontier.
Oh, that was Davy Crockett.
Yeah, so
exactly.
Same word.
I apologize if I've Francois-ing my Frontier Village. But anyway, they are a sponsor of ours today. And, of course, it's affordable housing in the Bakken, here, now. About $3,000 to $5,000 down and somewhere in the neighborhood of, $1,000 a month, a little less if you want a smaller unit, big if a little more if you want a larger home. But it is affordable housing. It's a home. In Stanley, North Dakota, a great location, walking distance, schools, the whole works, right in the middle of the world-class Bakken. You can't beat a deal like that. And by the North Dakota Truck Wash, it's North Dakota's best truck wash, also in Stanley, North Dakota. So that's why we're here today. And I took the advantage to literally be outdoors and take it all in and look at that big, beautiful sky, And if you hear the birds chirping, that's what's going on, okay?
We like it.
We like birds chirping. Exactly. You know me, I love anything that's a feather or has 4 feet.
So the idea of the Golden Girls joining us every weekday morning in this slot is you have Ellen Radner, who's left of Lennon, okay? And you have Blanquita Cullum, who Ellen would say is like right of Attila the Hun, just like what she would
Ellen
say to me.
Ellen would say that.
But actually, we're in the mainstream of America. Ellen is off. But anyway, so the two of them are here to share their different perspectives on things, and they're dear friends. And Ellen and I have been on the radio together going back to the mid '90s.
We've lost track of our anniversary. 95. It's going to be 20 years.
So we've all known each other more than that, longer than that.
I think I met
Ellen in '95.
What?
Didn't I meet you in 95? I think the first
95, Scott Hennin.
Yeah, yeah. And I had chippers there, the chocolate-covered chippers from Widman's Candy. And Ellen was going nuts over them. And so she was like, these are the, get these away from me. I'm going to be addicted to these things. And then she said in very Ellen flip fashion.
I'm on a diet again.
She said in very Ellen-like blunt fashion, why am I not on the radio with you? I don't know.
There
I don't know
go.
You've met him. What? Yeah, so the rest is history, as we say. So anyway, let's get to a topic here. I want to ask Ellen, I told the listeners I was going to tap into your mental health background, so I'm going to start with an issue first, and then you guys can talk about what you're revved up about. And that is, there's a debate going on in Moorhead, Minnesota, over a homeless apartment complex. There's a wonderful organization in Moorhead called Churches United for the Homeless. And they're going to the city and trying to get some aid, and there's some controversy over, we don't want this and we don't want it there, and all the typical things that happen with homeless apartments. I am firmly in the middle on this issue because I believe, by the way, churches are the best way to handle the homeless population, and that we're always going to have the homeless among us. They always will be there. It is a function that we need to just deal with and understand they're going to be there. On the other hand, there is something government does very badly. And that is care for people like the homeless because they enable them. And so there is an element of just build it and they'll come.
Well, how does the government enable homeless people? This I have to hear.
Well, I believe the establishment, if you just say, well, you're homeless, so therefore there's a place to stay for as long as you want and don't worry about it and, you can be there. They're going to be homeless forever. You know what I mean? I think that's the government way of thinking. So you got to find some balance here. And I also understand if I've got a business or I've got a residential area, where it's located, where homeless people are going to be coming and going, because sometimes these are a draw. It is a build it and they'll come deal.
people don't want them in their neighborhood, and they don't want them, they're worried about the crime rate. But I'm going to add another part of this. It sounds like, you know, they're trying to do something that's responsible, and maybe they should have a jobs program attached to it for people that live there. They must be in part of the jobs program. But the other thing is, if you don't have homeless people there, you may have people coming across who are undocumented aliens that you're going to try to put in places like that, like you're trying to make families take children from across the border, and they'll get up to $6,000 a month tax-free. So, you know, maybe the community needs to say, sorry, can't do that. We're taking care of as many people in our own community. We don't need to take anybody else.
And this is maybe mainly opposition from neighboring homes, okay? It's
yeah.
It's a location issue. And well, I get that. I understand that.
I was just in the great state of Ohio, and there is a Christian community, whatever, that tries to help mentally ill homeless. And the rules in Ohio is that if you have, let's say, six patients in one house and six patients on the same street, that's considered a group home. And you can't just, like, have them rent an apartment, a three-bedroom apartment or something. And so it really makes life very difficult for these church groups that are trying to help. So sometimes the state laws are in the way.
But the other thing is, well, if you get a place like Alexandria, Virginia, Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, one of the oldest cities and little towns in America, beautiful, historical, homes going back to Thomas Jefferson and, you know, George Washington. They had big areas where they had homeless living and these government-subsidized homes. Well, of course, the neighborhoods, you know, are growing. And so, of course, the city and the government realized they want to make money. So basically, they raised all those homeless areas, and now they put big, fancy $800 to a couple million-dollar homes there. And the homeless are just disappearing in that area because it's in the government's best interest to be able to have money that goes into the government. So, I mean, you know, you wonder, does the government really have an interest, or do the people have a legitimate gripe to say, wait a minute, we're concerned about pockets of homeless people that could add to the crime rate?
And I think it's a conversation that needs to happen. I really do, and I think
but
that
why are homeless people being homeless? That's the question. Because we don't provide for either some jobs for people or for our mentally ill.
And, but Alan, you know, I think the mental health issue, you're absolutely right. I think that's a big issue that, you know, but as far as jobs, look, there, you know, North Dakota is no place. This part of the world is no place. We have zero unemployment. We have minus unemployment. If you want to work, you can get it. That's not an issue, certainly here, in any way, shape, or form.
Anyway, mental health issues. You got mental health issues. You have people in post-traumatic stress.
I get that. I get that. And that's why the location thing ought to be an argument we're sympathetic to on where you're located. Thank you, ladies. Great discussion. See you tomorrow.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is an open-air edition of What's on Your Mind. Open-air because we're in Stanley, North Dakota today. Frontier Village, our sponsor, affordable housing in the Bakken. And get a pen in your hand and get ready to write down a number, because if you don't think affordable housing exists, I'm going to give you a telephone number, and you're going to want to call and actually take a tour of the open houses at Frontier Village. You can just cruise through, too, if you're rolling through Stanley on Highway 2. And you're westbound, you're going to see the new Cashwise store to the south. And you're going to see Frontier Village to your north, right there. It's right on the west edge of Stanley. And it is affordable housing, which is about 50 miles from Minot, about 70 miles from Williston, heart of the Bakken, 10 biggest oil plays in the country, and it's affordable housing. $1,000 down. Actually, $3,000 to $5,000 down, and roughly $1,000 a month, you can own your own home. You own it. And, you know, the price is very depending on the home you choose, but there's a number of different options to choose from. Model homes, you got to see it. And also today by our friends at the North Dakota Truck Wash as well. And so we thought, hey, Frontier Village, let's go outside. It's a beautiful morning. We're outside, and it is a great day. I'm going to chat with Garrett Groves here from Pinnacle Agronomy. We're going to chat with Senator John Hovind on the program today, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and lots more to come. Plus, I can't wait to talk to you about your take on the news of the day at 855-200-1776 as well. So let's check in with our favorite ag man, Garrett Groves, who is the manager, location manager for Pinnacle's Agronomy Division, and check up on some ag news in the Bakken. How you doing, Garrett?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I was talking to somebody actually by Stanley the other day that said they woke up yesterday morning to frost. That's not supposed to happen in July, is it?
Oh, we hadn't had any this far west over here, but I guess we're a little closer to the sun.
Yeah, must be doing the deal. But it's a little bit chilly out there, but the days have been pretty good. So weather-wise, I would imagine most folks have got to be doing a little less griping, huh?
Yeah, it's we've had a pretty good spell here. You know, any remaining spraying has gone fairly good. You know, we have a few ground sprayers doing a fungicide run, a little bit of touch-up on the corn and soybeans, a little bit of touch-up on the sunflowers, and then the airplanes are running full-time as well.
So how are things looking on the weed front? Give us a little update on your conversations with producers and what you're finding.
you know, the weed spring is pretty much over with for the year. You know, we'll have another little run on, you know, stubble spraying here after harvest, but we're still a ways out from that yet. The majority of spraying now is fungicide-based, and, you know, maybe there's a little bit of foliar fertilizer going on, you know, whether it be, you know, on wheat or on corn or something like that where the nitrogen benefits later in the year.
And anything that is, you know, out of the ordinary? I mean, obviously every year is a little different, but anything that you're seeing for the first time that has folks a little bit concerned that isn't just the usual drill?
No, I don't think so. You know, we had weed midge move in here in the last week. You know, that's of concern. You know, anybody spraying fungicide on small grains outside of barley should be looking at, you know, throwing in some sort of an insecticide, be it Lawrence Ban or some sort of juice in there to kill those wheat midge. Outside of that, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. I guess it's our cattle guys have been haying, but for the most part, it's been a pretty good week so far here.
Good to hear. And give me a crop report. What are you hearing? How things looking?
You know, things are looking pretty good. You know, if we can catch a couple more timely rains, we'll be sitting pretty good here once the combine gets pulled out of the shed.
And are we getting to that point already here where you could use another little sprinkle, or you just mean just keep a good mix of some moisture going down the stretch here and some heat units, right? Good combination. I mean, you aren't dry in any areas yet, are you?
You know, no, we're not dry yet, but we're not far from it either. You know, I'm watching the Weather Channel right now, and, you know, it's going to be pretty warm here the next few days. But there's a couple chances of rain. I wouldn't mind seeing a half inch, but, you know, not one of these ones where it's 2.5 inches in 15 minutes.
Feast or famine, as we had way too much of that last couple of days, last couple of months, rather, in this growing season. Certainly been a challenge. And if folks want to, you know, give you a call, kick around some ideas, maybe get some air spraying scheduled, how do they get a hold of you, Garrett?
They're more than welcome to call me direct on my cell phone at 701-621-1477.
All right, one more time.
701-621-1477.
That sounds good. All right, well, good to talk to you. Thanks for the update. Anything else you want to share before we let you go?
Nope, just want to tell all our growers up there have a safe and happy week.
And enjoy this weather. Getting her done. My gosh, is it unbelievable out there. I can't even begin to tell you how nice it is out here today in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota. Thanks a bunch. Good to talk to you, Garrett. We'll chat with you again next week. Garrett Groves, location agronomy manager for Pinnacle, one of our sponsors as well. We thank the good folks at Pinnacle. I tell you what, if you're out here on the Bakken looking for a bite to eat, the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and in Tioga, I mean, that's home cooking. That's like Mama used to make. You don't get any better than that. It is just absolutely best of the best. So either off of Highway 2 apiece, a few miles up on Highway 40 in Tioga, or, of course, Bakken Central, you can't miss it, in Stanley, North Dakota. Their two travel plazas are just two of the best. And whatever you need, they have it. But there's not many you know, locations like that. You go in and get the variety of food you can get, and it is really good. They just do a fantastic job, and they're one of our longtime fine sponsors here. We appreciate it very much. We, of course, yesterday were in Kenmare, and I didn't have a chance to thank everybody again, but I tell you, the group up there was just fantastic, and it was such a neat setting. Oh, my gosh, was it just about perfect. And just absolutely beautiful in that park, that Danish Mill Square, in the center of Kenmare, really neat. And for folks tomorrow, I'm a bit like a gypsy here following my friends from the North Dakota Petroleum Council along. We were in Kenmare all of yesterday. Then, of course, last night came down to Stanley. Most of the crew's out fishing today. North Dakota Petroleum Council is hosting a fishing derby out on Sakakawea, and then headed for Dunn Center to do it all over again tomorrow. Also promised you a number for Frontier Village, one of our sponsors. Jot that number down. Here's affordable housing in the Bakken, 701-628-1215 or 701 628-2418 to schedule a open house tour, or just stop and see him at Frontier Village in Stanley. All right, Dustin Moore is in here to tell us about the sports scene, and then I'll be back with weather and, of course, get ready to take your calls on what's on your mind today on the program. D, tell us about sports here, my friend.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Well, the Major League All-Star Game wrapped up yesterday. Led by Derek Jeter's two-hit performance in his final All-Star Game, the American League downed the National League 5-3 last night to win the 2014 Midsummer Classic at Target Field in Minneapolis. Jeter doubled and singled before being removed from the game in the fourth inning, but he lost out on the MVP honors to Mike Trout, who won the award for the first time in his third career All-Star game. Jeter's leadoff double in the bottom of the first keyed a three-run frame for the AL. The National League was set down scoreless in its first half of the first inning by AL starter Felix Hernandez, but struck back in the second inning against John Lester, picking up two runs. The AL took back the lead for good in the fifth, with Trout driving in another run with a double just over the third base bag off Pat Neshek. Jose Altuve gave the AL an insurance run with a sacrifice fly off Tyler Clippard, who replaced Neshek. The AL bullpen shut out the NL lineup from there. The NL threatened one last time in the eighth when Freddie Freeman and Todd Frazier drew walks to put on two with two out. But Fernando Rodney called in to relieve Shane Doolittle, struck out Daniel Murphy, and that preserved the lead, coming in for Glenn Perkins, who got the save, striking out one in a perfect ninth inning to clinch the win for the AL. Here's how Perkins' save sounded.
An area hospital, a chopper to second. Picked up by Kinsley, and the AL wins it. A final of 5-3. Perkins gets the save, and the AL wins in Derek Jeter's final All-Star Game appearance.
The AL may have won, and Trout may have walked away with the MVP prize, but the night belonged to Derek Jeter, who received several standing ovations throughout the night and had his third multi-hit All-Star game of his career. Jeter came out to the field for the top of the fourth, only to be replaced by Alexi Ramirez, giving the Target Field crowd one last chance to salute the Yankees captain. It was a pretty nice standing ovation. And from there, the AL wins its second in a row All-Star game and gives them home field advantage throughout the World Series. Here's Twins catcher Kurt Suzuki on participating in the All-Star game. He didn't get a chance to bat, but he did get a chance to catch Glenn Perkins for his save, and also Suzuki's thoughts on Derek Jeter's final All-Star game.
Participating in an All-Star game, everybody asked if I was, lobbing for an at-bat. To tell you the truth, I really didn't care, It wasn't about, obviously everybody wanted to participate. I understand the situation, trying to get everybody in is tough. I just wanted to be a part of the team, and, if I got in, I was going to do my best to help the team win, and, what a perfect scenario to come in, though, right? Give a lot of thanks to Farrell for, really thinking about it. And allowing me to participate in this game was awesome. Everybody has so much respect for the guy that what he's done for the game is tremendous. And he respects everybody that he plays against. No matter if you're a rookie with 0 days in the big leagues or a veteran with 10 years, he treats everybody the same. And that's what I always remember playing against him my first time in Yankee Stadium, DHing at second base. And he came talking to me like he knew me, and I was just kind of like, wow, this guy's unbelievable. And playing against him throughout my career was. It was fantastic.
Minnesota catcher Kurt Suzuki, his thoughts on the All-Star Game, audio courtesy of MajorLeagueBaseball.com. The Fargo Moorhead Redhawks attempted a late rally with two runs in the top of the ninth, but fell short to Gary 7-6 in American Association Baseball last night. Petey Paramore hit his sixth home run of the season for the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks. The Redhawks are 27-31, 10.5 games back of the Winnipeg Goldeyes. They've lost three straight and are 2-8 in their last 10. Up next for the Redhawks, they finish their three-game series against Gary this afternoon. First pitch is at 12:10. The Redhawks are back home this Friday with a three-game series against Sioux Falls. Saturday's game is a grill apron giveaway. The first 1,000 fans receive a Redhawks grill apron courtesy of Otter Tail Power Company. And then Sunday, it's Hawkeye's birthday, so come out and celebrate with Hawkeye and all of his mascot friends at Newman Outdoor Field. Eastern Washington is predicted to win the Big Sky Conference in preseason league polls released by the Big Sky yesterday. Even more, some early polls have Eastern Washington as the national favorite over three-time defending national champion North Dakota State. In the Big Sky polls, Eastern Washington received all 12 of the possible first-place votes and 144 total points in the coaches' poll. UND finished 3-8 a year ago and was picked to finish 10th in the coaches' poll. More of What's On Your Mind coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We are back in the Bakken. During the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest tour, yesterday, Ken Mayer, Dunn Center tomorrow. Today, the North Dakota Petroleum Council hosting a group of folks out for a fishing derby on the shores of Lake Sakakawea. But I am slaving over a hot microphone rather than a fishing rod because I just couldn't stand to be away from you folks. So. But otherwise, tagging along, and these are great events. They're a lot of fun. It was marvelous yesterday in Kenmare. Probably 1,500 people there
in the Danish Mill Square throughout the afternoon and early evening. And just a wonderful event. Really a lot of fun. And I'm telling you, if you've not gone to one of these Bakken Rocks Cookfest, you should go there. I talked to one person who said, hey, you know, I'm doing shopping for, you know, family members here for free. I mean, the stuff they give away are things you'd go buy at a store. My favorite new thing now is this, you know how you have like a water mug and, you know, you buy in the store and they got the straw in them or whatever. Well, they have now that look like a mason jar. So they're the plastic, you know, water glass that you use, but, you know, they're plastic, but they're actually in the shape of a mason jar. Kind of neat. What else? I should go pull out my swag. Oh, Neighbors Drilling, beautiful, like little picnic towels, little, you know, kind you put in your car, and travel blanket, I guess is what you call it. Golf towels. You know, I mean, you can't even imagine all the stuff. It's like, you know, Christmas morning. And all these folks, they hand them out free, giving out all kinds of goods. Plus, the food's free. So it's just what's not to love. It just is incredible. Great fun. Senator John Hoeven coming up on the program today. We're going to talk about the border crisis. We're going to talk about his request for more DE agents in North Dakota. We're also going to talk about anything you want to talk about with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll talk a little bit about the new crime stats that are dominating the news headlines. I want some perspective. I want perspective to win on this rather than politics is my hope. Maybe I'm horribly naive, but anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that today on the program too, and look forward to having that conversation on the program today. So should be a lot of fun. And you can call for Congressman Cramer now. This is something that I sometimes fail to mention. Since we do this every week, I just assume everybody remembers it, but there's always new people listening and coming in and joining us. And so, real simple way to do that, call our toll-free telephone line, 855-200-1776. All right? 855-200-1776. You press 1, and you can leave your message. And you get it in right now. So they're really good. 855-200-1776. By the way, same thing for Senator Hoeven. We do this when Senator Heitkamp comes on. It's just a great way to be efficient with their time. Congressman Cramer is a rare deal. To have a member of Congress for a full hour is pretty much unheard of. You know, and so we're really lucky that we get the time we do with Kevin. But even with him, full hour at a time, we don't get to everybody. So questions early, it really is it's a nice way to, you know, stack them all in and make sure we're getting everybody in. And so I always hate running out of time, and so it's a great opportunity just to have you think about your question a little bit, think about the topic you want to ask either for Senator Hoeven or Congressman Cramer. If you call anytime in the next you got 40 minutes or so before Congressman or Senator Hoeven will be here, and an hour and 40 before Congressman Cramer will be here. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776 is the telephone number. Press 1. That's the way to do it. Okay? Press 1 when you call us. Frontier Village, our sponsor today, along with our friends at the North Dakota Truck Wash, bringing you our special broadcast from Stanley, North Dakota today, in between our Bakken Rocks Cookfest tours. Canmary yesterday, Dunn Center tomorrow. For the program. 57 degrees and sunny in Stanley. And the whole Bakken, as I look here, in the upper 50s, heading for a high today is 79 under sunny skies. Tonight about 53, so a little cool at night, decent during the day. No chance of precip whatsoever in the forecast at all. Looking ahead to the five-day forecast for the Bakken. It's going to warm up big time tomorrow. Upper 80s, 87 Friday, 88 Saturday, 88 Sunday, and I don't see any rain. 10% chance tomorrow and Friday. So back in the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, we're looking at 65 right now in Fargo under sunny skies. It'll be 79 today and sunny, 57 tonight, partly cloudy skies. And same deal there on the five-day forecast as we always sneak a peek ahead. It's warming up again nicely. So it'll be 85 tomorrow. Upper 80s in much of the valley on Friday, and 87 on Saturday, and just a little, what, a 10% chance on Saturday of some rain showers, otherwise nothing through Sunday. 89 degrees and sunny Sunday. So cool evenings, and not even into this weekend. It'll be 60s for overnight lows, but in the patch here, it's been a little bit been a little chilly. You can even see a little bit of frost night before last, so it's kind of cool mornings, but looking pretty good. So there's your weather picture, and it is a nice one to tell you about. Rather uneventful, and some nice warm weather, especially as we get a little closer to the weekend. So can't beat that at all. I'll tell you one more time, if you're looking for affordable housing in the Bakken, you're looking for Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley. Look for the signs. Stop in, take a tour at the open house, or call 701-628-2418 for your personal tour. Affordable housing, alive and well in the Bakken, Stanley, North Dakota, Frontier Village. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.